Welcome to the Women Boldly Living podcast, the place where you can learn simple, practical tools on ways to thrive in life as professional women and working moms. Give yourself permission to take the next few minutes to be encouraged by me, your host, Valerie Ashford Brown. You see, I've been that woman thinking that it's too late and I'm too old to be what I might have been. Now, as a transition coach, empowerment speaker, change management and leadership development expert, I invite you to pretend that we're having a chat about the frustrations as well as the joys of midlife over a nice glass of iced tea. I am excited that you're here, and I'm excited about today's guest, Ms. Carol Mileta. Carol, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, Carol, for joining us once again. So, Carol, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself, your family, and the work you're doing.
Sure. I live here in the area, Northern Virginia, with my husband and twin sons. They are college students. I am a parent strategist and consultant and founder of the Parenting 411. And what I really want your listeners to know is that when frustrated and discouraged parents work with me, they get their joy back. We create a parenting philosophy that complements the personality of the child and restores order in the home so mom and dad can breathe and the child can break through to their full potential. So I know we have a little bit of time today, but if your listeners would like to learn more, please visit www.parentingwithvision/2020. And we can continue our conversation.
Oh, I love this, Carol. You say so what the family can breathe and the parents can breathe. I love that because parenting is such a challenging role, and a lot of times we don't have the resources that we need to be the very best parents that we can be. So I love the work that you're doing to take us from that overwhelmed state to being overjoyed in this thing that we call parenthood. So I'm loving this. Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of diving into the evolving role of being a mom. And I know with us as moms, you're a mom, I'm a mom as well. I have Irish twins. So you have the twins, like I guess the legitimate twins, and then I have the Irish twins who are 14 months apart. So the evolving role of the mom is just changed so much because we wear a lot of hats. And I know when my girls were small, I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, then went back into corporate America. So my role has changed a lot. And then I imagine the same thing for you, but I want you to talk a little bit about how our roles as moms, but even as parents, even as dads too, have changed from when our children are young, and then when they grow up, maybe head off to college, even go out and have a job, and they become young adults. Talk a little bit about that scenario, maybe what Parenting 411 assists with that, with those changes.
Okay, so absolutely. Our roles as moms and dads do change as our children grow and develop. And they have to. For every day we're with them, they are one step closer to walking out the door. That's hard to think about sometimes. And so we nurture them and teach them the life skills that they need in the real world. And of course, in the beginning, we start off pretty hands-on with schoolwork as well. And that stage, I would call the mommy manager stage. And then we continue to train and guide, but we give them a little room to handle their own challenges. We teach them problem-solving skills. And so there we're more in the coach mode. And that's something that we dive deep into in my Parenting with Vision program at the Parenting 411. And then as our children grow older still, we take on a consultant role. I mean, we're still there. We're still their biggest fans. But really, we're there for some tweaking and just giving them some advice because they have the skills. They're able to meet life's challenges in general. We're just there to help out with some of the tricky situations they might encounter.
I like that, the mommy manager stage, and then you mentioned too about problem solving as being a coach. And I know that everyone like has a coach, it seems like, at some point in your life, particularly if you play sports or have done like dance or gymnastics, whatever, we all have these coaches, because we can't grow ourselves and know ourselves by ourselves. So we need someone to assist us in growing. And I like what you said too about this Parenting with Vision program. Is that something that our listeners can find on your website?
Well, again, I would love for them to connect with me at parentingwithvision.com/2020. Okay. And then we can talk about all of the levels, the three levels to the program.
Okay. All right. That's really good. That's really good. And you talked about like dreams and visions, and that leads me to the next thought that I have. How can we as parents continuously lean into our children's dreams? I'll tell you this, that I heard a formula, was doing some listening and reading, and I heard this formula of investigate, interview, and invest. And I was like, that's interesting. That's really what we do as parents. Children are growing up, and we just kind of give them like the overview of, I guess, of what life is, and then also hone in on their skills and what they're interested in. So I thought that was more like the investigation stage, and then we interview and find out information about these different things. Let's say if a child is interested in STEM or it could be music or art or whatever the case may be, we learn with them or even guide them into what that field, what that profession may be, and then we begin investing money, like in sports and dance and so on. Would you think that is a good strategy, and what would you add to that?
Well, sure. I mean, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And so starting from when our children are very young, we ought to be very curious and really observant of them, attuned to what catches their interest and what they're passionate about. And then we can find ways, as you described, for them to express those passions, to refine the budding talents and skills that they have. And you mentioned sports, there's music lessons, there are arts camps, those types of things to help them to really dive in and decide, hey, this really is something that I enjoy doing, and I want to keep going with it. Or maybe it gives them an opportunity to say, yeah, I kind of like this, but you know, this is enough of that activity. I think I want to try something else. And that's good to know too, because you don't want to be sitting back on wondering, oh, I wonder if I had really taken up painting, would I have really been a great artist? And a little anecdote, I have a cousin who's really like a sister to me. She has a daughter that she did this with. She let her experiment with different activities. And so one day she decided she liked fencing. That looked interesting to her. So she did it, and it turns out she had a natural talent for it. And she's now a rising senior, and she is nationally ranked as a fencer right now. So you never know what can happen when we allow them to explore and to see what sticks.
Yeah, that's really good. That whole experimenting and investigating and kind of letting them feel what they're on, because I believe we're all born with these natural abilities. Would you agree with that? That we're born with some natural abilities, and then some we of course can acquire through learning and stuff. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. We come into this world with certain temperaments and tendencies, and it's just up to the parents to expose their children to different things so that those tendencies and talents can rise up to the surface.
I like that. As I think about my girls coming from the same parents, but then the temperaments and are very different, and then even their interests are different, although both of them are in STEM fields. But with my older daughter, she is more creative and artistic. So I'm glad in the education space that they have added the A in STEM to make it STEAM, because the arts are important as well, because not all children are alike, and even when they come from the same parents, they're not alike. So that's good. Mm-hmm. And Carol, I'm going to switch a little bit with our conversation, because I know, and you know this too, that we now have two pandemics. I call it two pandemics. We have the COVID-19, and then we also have the pandemic of the social injustices. And our children, as being Black children, are affected. They're greatly affected about everything that is going on in this country, and particularly racism that's going on in this country. And I've had lots of listening sessions and questions from parents and from moms. I belong to a book club, and we're all moms. And we've been talking about this thing and how we share with our children about exactly what is going on. Do you offer any resources, or what resources can you offer to parents and caregivers that are listening about how to handle these questions about racism in our country and also the social injustices? What would you say to that?
Okay, well, I absolutely agree with you. The idea that both COVID-19 and the racism can really be looked at as two pandemics. And I think we can't dance around it. We need to check in with our children to see what they're thinking about what is going on right now with coronavirus and with racism, because they see it. So let's not pretend that they don't see it. We've got to find out what they already know and really build from there. It's very important to address these issues in a way that's age appropriate. And, you know, let them know that, honestly, you understand how these things can seem confusing and scary, and that you are going to always share with them what you know about the situation. So it certainly behooves us to be current about what's going on. And to the racism issue, it's a great time if they do not already understand the roots of racism in this country. Help your children to understand their family's history in this country as Black Americans, and also share with them the stories of success and victory, because your family has survived. So there's something for them to hold on to that they can be proud of and can give them encouragement and motivation and confidence that they too can survive. And again, find ways that, you know, perhaps your family, think about what you all can do in both, and this is actually on both fronts in terms of COVID-19 and racism, because that empowers you when you feel like there's something you can do, even in your small corner of the world, that helps you to feel not as much of a victim of what's going on.
Sure. I love that, checking in with them. As usual, communication is a big piece in all that we do, and particularly in relationships. So I love what you said about checking in with them, and also about what they already know. That's really good, because a lot of times with our children, they get a lot of things from a lot of different sources, their friends, and then there's media, and we have social media too, and it's just so much information out there. And then, you know, they have school and everything. So that's really good to check in with what they already know, and to understand also the family history. That is good. Those are some good tips and strategies, Carol. So I appreciate you letting the listeners know about that. But we need to take a really quick break. I want to thank everyone for listening thus far to my expert guest, parent educator and consultant, and she is a talk and radio host and speaker, Carol Mileta. And we're talking about the evolving role of mom. And let's say we're talking about today the evolving roles of dads as well. But we're going to be right back after this commercial break. So stay tuned. Are you overwhelmed in your business? Have you faced
challenges and you're uncertain about how to overcome them, listen to My Empowerment Journey podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I'm so excited to bring to you my podcast. It comes with strategies. It comes with tools and tips and techniques. My guests have been phenomenal with sharing their stories to help others in their empowerment journey. Please join me on Fridays at 7 p.m. and I look forward to you listening so you can feel empowered on your journey.
This is Valerie Ashford Brown, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Coaching and Consultant. I'm a certified professional coach, empowerment speaker, change management and leadership development expert, assisting women going through a life change. I transition you from a place of overwhelm to a place of overflow so you can start living and stop merely existing. Are you looking to change careers or trying to go back to work after a long break or even feeling stuck? Have you said to yourself that you're too old, it's too late, and things just won't happen for me? Are you tired of juggling your faith, your family, and yourself, often getting nowhere fast? If you desire to reawaken and reignite your purpose, I invite you to connect with me. I assist clients by using the shift method to move to the next level. You may contact me at 240-681-9375. And you can also email me at info@valerieashfordbrown.com. And you can visit my website at valerieashfordbrown.com. And finally, I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn as the same name, valerieashfordbrown.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me again. We're talking today with my expert guest, parent educator, consultant, and talk radio host and speaker, Carol Mileta. And we dropped off from our last conversation talking about the two pandemics and COVID-19 and also racism in our country. And Carol was dropping a lot of gems about communicating and checking in with our children and finding out what they already know, and also understanding our family history. And this brings me to the next discussion that I want to talk about, or the next topic, and that is, with all of this, how do you think we as parents can define a successful family? What can we do to make that happen?
Well, the definition of a successful family is certainly unique for each family. And it's really rooted in their beliefs, their values, and their aspirations. So I work with families on this in my Parenting with Vision program. And what I'll say is that we examine these aspects of their family. And you know, parents need to recognize that they come into their marriages, they come into parenting with certain beliefs and values and aspirations from their own families of origin, and experiences that color the way they view parenting. So I help them to get in touch with that and then craft a philosophy which serves as a benchmark for how they're doing. So say, for example, the parents come into the marriage and to the parenting journey with a strong sense of faith and their religious faith and maybe service is a big part of that. So in order to assess how the family is doing along that line, then how often are you getting out to do community service? Can you make it a goal that you're going to get out every month, every third Saturday, the whole family is going to go out together and serve in some capacity? So that could serve as a benchmark for how successful you are, because in the context of your family, faith and service really matter.
Yeah, that's good. It reminds me of having a personal mission statement and also taking it a step further and having a family mission statement. That reminds me of that. That's one of the things that we've done as a family, has done a lot of service work. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. And you say that it's unique for each family. I truly believe that too. Carol, I know you are a wife and you're a mom to twin boys. Yay to the twin boys. and professional speaker and an author too. You have a lot of commas. I tell my guests a lot of times, you have a lot of commas after your name, which is great. I love it. But how do you manage it all? How do you manage all of that? And I know your boys are older now. Is that correct?
Yes, they're 20 years old. So okay. That is a great question. And I'm actually contributing a chapter on that topic to the upcoming book, Courageous Enough to Launch. And it's an anthology about women in business. And so what I talk about there is the fact that there are seasons in life. And so our roles as wife, mother, entrepreneur, they shift in focus and intensity over time. Mm-hmm. So you could run on all cylinders in every area if you wanted to. But honestly, I don't believe that would be healthy for you over the long haul. And very importantly, I don't believe you would enjoy it all. So just recognize that. There are going to be certain areas that require more attention and focus from you at different points in time.
Okay. Well, the seasons in life. And I've had many discussions about, can we have it all? And I've come to the conclusion that we could have it all, but not all at the same time. I really believe that we can have it all, but not at the same time. We just cannot do it all. As you just said, it really would not be healthy for us, because we have so much going on as moms and even as dads too, and that self-care piece comes in there. I believe it has to be in there at some point. And it just reminds me of when we're on the airplane, they tell us to do what? They tell us to put that mask over ourselves first before we help anyone else. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that seasons in life. Go ahead. Were you going to say, add something else to it?
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree with you about that. about taking care of yourself first, because you can't pour from an empty vessel. So
Exactly. Carol, I know that, and this kind of flows into what you just said before in the season, but I know we try a lot of times to integrate all that we have going on too. Some people call it work-life balance, work-life integration, just trying to make sure that we get all that we need done. But what actually keeps you going too, with the many things that you have to do? What keeps you going and what motivates you to continue going on?
Well, absolutely, it's the impact that I can have on families. To sort of see them in the beginning with the questions and the worries and that they have, and then to come out on the other side and see them feeling more confident and just feeling like I can handle this. Not only can I handle this, but there's going to be joy in handling this, because I saw a survey recently that said that 70% of parents feel that their lives really began when they became parents, yet parenting is the hardest thing in their lives, and they are constantly seeking information. And so that's what fuels me. And the way that I restore myself and replenish myself is really through continuous learning. I read a lot of books and podcasts and listen to podcasts. I listen to speakers. And then, of course, there's the self-care and meditation, Bible study and worship, and, of course, hobbies. And then my relationships with family, they really fortify me for this work. And, of course, my good girlfriend.
I love it. We all have to have these good girlfriends and this community and this village. And I love to say sisterhood, too, because we don't get, I don't think we get too far in this life without someone else. And it's just always good to have someone in your corner. That's really good. Thank you for reminding me about that good girlfriend, because they do matter. They matter. They matter. And moms and dads, you know, they have a lot of responsibility. They're like the foundation to our society. And as I said earlier, there's not a lot of training, although it's gotten better. The training has gotten better for parents. And I applaud you for the work that you're doing and continue to do, because I think it's much needed. What final advice would you give us, maybe a mom and even a dad who's listening, about our evolving roles? What would be some of your final thoughts about what we're doing?
So again, I would just remind them to just see that there's some seasons to the motherhood journey and the fatherhood mm-hmm. journey. A lot of parents I encounter sometimes lament the lives they had before, and they fail to realize that this is a season. It won't be this way all the time. And that mm-hmm. as our children become more independent, you can reclaim pieces of your life that are really important to you, or at least examine them to see if, in light of your new role, whether they mm-hmm. are still important. But you can also make new inroads on your life's journey. There may be some other directions that you can go in. And we have to be willing to step back and allow our children to take hold of creating their own lives, because sometimes parents get hooked on this neediness of our children, and that's not healthy for mm-hmm. them. And so step back and allow them to make mistakes and missteps, and also celebrate the victories that they achieve. But they can only achieve them if we step back gradually and let them take hold of their lives.
I love it. Carol, I know you have the Parenting Revision Program. What other projects or events do you have coming up? Anything else you have on the horizon for
us? Sure. Well, so what I have coming up are two book launches in September. The first one I did mention, Courageous Enough to Launch, an anthology of women's journeys to building thriving businesses. And the second mm-hmm. one is my first solo book project, which is Mother's Work, Pearls of Wisdom and Gems from My Journey. So that's consuming me quite a bit right now. And periodically, I will be on webinars and other types of events. So I hope that your listeners can follow me there, and they can learn more about that through my social media.
Okay. And go ahead, yeah, Carol, give us the social media handles and your website again. Go ahead and let's tell the listeners about that.
Okay. So I can be found at the Parenting 411 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I have a thriving Facebook community group, so I'd love to have your listeners join that. So again, look me up at the Parenting 411 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And to learn more about my Parenting with Vision program, that's www.parentingwithvision.com/2020. The number is 2020.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. And listen, you guys go ahead and make sure you're following Carol on social media and reach out to her. We were only able to do just a little bit, just a small part of what she's doing, but she is making a huge impact in the world in this parenting journey, and with parenting advice as an educator and consultant. She has won many awards. I don't think you mentioned that, Carol, but you have won, what, Mother of the Year, 2019 DC Mother of the Year by American Mothers, and then also you have received some other accolades too. She's very humble, but she is great. So you all make sure that you all follow Carol and get behind the work that she's doing, this amazing work that she's doing to impact and influence the world. So Carol,
thank
I want to ask, you're quite welcome. I want to ask one question from our lightning round, and it is the best piece of advice you've ever been given. What would that be?
I would say the best piece of advice I've been given comes from my mother. And she said, listen with your eyes and your ears. People don't always say what they mean, but they'll show you.
Repeat that, Carol. Let's make sure we got that. What was it again? She said it came from a mom. That's good. Repeat that.
She told me to listen with your eyes and your ears because people don't always say what they mean, but they'll show you.
I love it. Look at the moms. I tell you, we're such intelligent being. I love that. And Carol, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. This has been an awesome show. I have learned so much as you have dropped gems and given us tips and strategies. I'm loving this, and they're all so tangible that we can implement. They're simple and we can implement them immediately. So I really appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today. Remember, we're here every Monday at 7:00 p.m. And I'd love for you to join me each Monday. If you want to reach out to me for transition coaching, speaking, and even change management and leadership development support, please do so via email at info@valerieashfordbrown.com, or you can check my website under the same name of valerieashfordbrown.com. And if it's absolutely urgent, feel free to reach out to me at 240-681-9375. I want to thank you all once again for listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where you not only survive, but you thrive in this thing called life. Thank you.